We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
We did it. It's Friday, baby.
Escúchame.
It's Friday, baby.
See?
Last Friday of summer vacation for these damn kids.
Oh, I need to think of
that.
I
think some went back already.
Yeah.
Not mine. Mine are Tuesday. A lot of schools are Tuesday for the kids. My wife's been back. Teachers are back.
But, yep. It's a lot of those final. I'd rather have it be that than the way they used to do it once in a while. Where, okay, we're going to start.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Like, oh, I had a Monday and Tuesday, that little 2 days for summer is the last ones that...
Although I believe a lot of high school football tonight. I think the high school football season kicks off tonight. Yeah.
Is it?
So there will be football games tonight around the area.
Nice. That weird radio guy that covers those will be real happy.
You see CBA ended their winning streak last night.
And I don't want to be...
44 games.
I don't want to be rude because it's kids, but... What happens when you play the teams you're supposed to and not, you know,
I get it.
The hell out of your league?
I get it. Listen, I hear you, dude. When you stack a team and of the best players in the area, and then you
be like, what? No, I'm supposed to be in this lower level conference. What? I don't understand.
Yeah, that is always funny.
But no,
yeah, I think they play Phoenix because we play them in golf. So
we used to stupidly schedule them as like our homecoming game.
Why would you do that?
It was the dumbest thing ever. I think it was like 56-3 our homecoming for senior year.
That sucks.
Yep. Yep. Nope.
That sucks. So good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. We did it. I was telling Coco before we hit the mics on. I think I've been running on adrenaline for the last 24 hours because now I'm a sleepy boy. Ready for the weekend.
I'm good. I feel good. I got okay sleep last night as far as I know. Just now the parts of my body that hurt.
Yeah.
It's like more pinpoint. Like I definitely landed stupidly. I need to see the video because however I landed from the ending clothesline.
Yeah. You hit something?
I heard and felt something like. A little pop.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. Yeah, nothing's broken, but like it burns. Where is it?
Like, he needs a backyard.
Like here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
somewhere.
That's a good cut of meat right there, whatever that is. So you pull that. Yeah. That
still looks okay.
My roll burns.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yep.
Right there.
Yep. Yours is my.
Worth it. So worth
armpit
it.
Armpit stretch marks are nice and bruised up.
So worth it.
But yeah, 100%.
It was funny because we did the wrestling thing Wednesday night. And then yesterday I get home and the wife had to work yesterday. So it was just me and the wife had to work and the youngest had golf in like McGraw, New York all day yesterday. So he's an hour away.
At McGraw. Is that up north?
No, it's by Cortland.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's by Cortland. So he was gone for the whole day. So just me and the oldest. And I get home and I'm like, I got these free passes from the fair. You want to go get some food at the fair? So me and the oldest head over to the fair yesterday.
Nice.
Spend a couple hours. I did a power hour. The amount of food that I ate. Ask me later.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about it.
Ask me later.
Yep.
It's shameful.
Then you have to show me where it was that you saw the Oscar.
Yeah, I found it. It's really easy to find because it has a giant inflatable chicken on the top of it. So you cannot miss it.
Nice.
So we did all that. I get home yesterday. I got belly full of fair food. I'm watching, like an old person, I watch the news in my recliner.
I've been trying to because in the summer and then like these times, I find it kind of relaxing to watch some of the like 5 o'clock stuff from 5 to 6 a little bit.
Listen, we pick on the local news a lot. I love the news at the fair. It's one of my favorite things when the news goes live from the fair. I love it.
No, I do a little bit. Mm-hmm. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. I liked it where they were before.
But I'm saying that I, oh yeah, because then they move CNY Central too.
Everything
about the eatery.
Yeah, everything I watch is not along that row in the Chevy Court, and that's where it would just get packed, and it would be, I don't know, just felt more live.
So I did all of that. So Wednesday wrestling, yesterday I went and spent a couple hours at the fair, and then I'm watching the news in my recliner, and about 6 o'clock I go to get out of the recliner, and my whole body was just like, oh boy. Like, it was just...
From the wrestling or just from the food?
I think it was everything. I think it was like...
The lack of sleep or just that?
No, I've been getting good sleep.
Or not like, sleep,
I
just like
7 hours. I think my body was like running on adrenaline up through the fair yesterday.
Yep.
I come home, I relax for a minute, I get out of my recliner, I'm like, everything hurts all of a sudden. And then that's where we are now. So
I get
I'm
that.
An old man.
No, I understand.
I'm an old man, the pain. Twitch.tv/theshow, theshow.fm. If you want to check in on us, it is a Friday.
Nice.
No. Beer Friday, as far as I know. I didn't see Joel and Carissa post any teasers, but it is the first Friday of the month, which means they come in today. So,
I always forget that.
We'll see you have a little Beer Friday.
I didn't bring a buzz ball.
Obviously, get ready for some SU football tomorrow morning.
Open the door.
I tried to remember the buttons for the video game last night. I fired it up.
I don't remember.
I don't remember much of it. So we'll do a little bit of that, guys.
I don't remember.
Oh, and I think Oasis might announce a tour soon. But no big deal. Look at
Oasis.
91065 K-Rock.
We did it. We made it to the end of the week. Here we are. And a lady down in Florida was having a good time.
Most
as a Florida woman. Was arrested after police and civilian witnesses found her lying naked on a wooden pallet near an active construction site.
Hey now.
Observed, quote, manipulating her sexual organs in a sexually stimulating manner, ladies.
What does that mean?
She was manor-baiting on a wood pallet near a construction site.
Well, I mean, that part, I was like, oh, is she the Terminator and things are about to take place? But once you start, you know, adding beans to the chili.
Oh, I get you. Yeah.
Then it's something different.
She was charged with exposure of sexual organs, held on a $500 bond.
Never mind.
What? What's your question?
It's too stupid.
What?
It was silly, but it's too dumb. Is it just one charge for your giner? Or is it two for your giner and your b-hole?
Oh.
Or is it three or four because of your giner, b-hole, and hooties?
Do they count additional organs? Good question.
Right. Huh?
She told the officer she simply wanted to feel good. I get it, girl. I get it. Her prior record does include different battery charges, narcotics possession.
Mental illness.
Got a misdemeanor. Yeah, so she's probably going through some stuff. Nothing but...
I mean, if you're doing stuff like that, that's a mental little... Illness. Like,
yeah, you're on a wood pallet, the construction site.
Yeah, let's get you some help before we just be like, all right, off to jail with you.
Uh-huh.
Maybe first... Dive deeper a little.
And even as much as I like looking at naked ladies, I don't know if I can enjoy that one. If it's a mentally ill unhoused lady just flicking the bean on a wood pallet.
Right. No.
Like, right. Come on. Cover it up.
Yep.
Cover it up.
Here's a blankie.
It's Florida though. Things get wild
I
down
bet
there.
The construction workers probably just kept going. They were like,
oh, Jesus.
Another one.
Here we go.
Another one. I'm up here eating my lunch out of a tin pail 500 feet in the air, and that's what we see all damn day.
I don't want to jinx it. But we've seen a lot. We've seen a threesome. We've seen multiple fellas pooping.
Oh boy.
We've seen multiple fellas urinating.
Wow.
But I've never seen a man or woman pleasuring themselves under the bridge.
Oh, really? Man.
You have?
Man.
You did?
Several.
Oh, well, lucky me then.
Not even just down here. Other places downtown, too. I've seen that like probably like three different times.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then you're partying in different circles than I am. I've never, thankfully, knock on wood.
It wasn't a party that I was invited to.
It wasn't? Oh, all right. No, I've seen a lot of things under that bridge, but I've never seen that.
Huh.
I have seen many things back there.
Surprisingly,
the time fuzz says, all right.
The touching of the self, it was under that bridge. It was behind our dumpsters. Dumpster years ago.
Were you
years ago. Yeah.
No, we saw a lady service and two fellas.
Yep.
Saw many defecations, many urinations, a lot of drug use, but I have not seen that.
Cowboys fooling around on the hill.
They were doing stuff together?
Remember we saw them? They were in their sleeping bag and it was...
Yeah, that was... I'd blocked that out of my memory till right now.
Well, they stayed a whole summer up there. We saw a lot of stuff.
Hey, love is love, bro.
Hey.
Get all the streams, all the podcasts, all the social media links at the show.fm. Come say hey to your boys.
Yo, that.
Hey, to your boys. A Walmart employee is going viral for complaining that the Halloween costumes are out too early. And I disagree.
This guy that came up to me with his son, and he said that he was just looking for a Flash costume for him for Halloween, and I told him that they're going to have them at the front in the seasonal section where the rest of the Halloween stuff at. He looked at me and was like, we just checked from over there, and all we was able to find was Spider-Man and Batman costumes. Can you double check it? And I was like, all right, cool. So I went on my phone to check and see if they had any Flash costumes for him. After I got done looking it up, it said NA, not available, on my phone, and I showed him, like, oh, maybe they haven't stocked them up yet. Maybe for right now, all they got is the Batman and Spider-Man costumes until they bring these out. Then he wanted to say, but what if they don't have it later on? That's why I'm trying to get it right now. That's why I'm asking you, is there a way you can bring it out faster before anybody else buy it? I'm like, sir, how can I bring out the Flash costume when I literally just told you a bunch of times that we don't have the costume anywhere in the store?
He goes on to complain that people are already asking for Halloween costumes and it's too early for that. I don't think so.
No, not at all. You could, now is fine to have stuff out. But here's my thing.
Yeah.
He just looked on his phone.
Yeah.
I don't trust your phone for 2 seconds.
Oh, you want him to
go
back in the stock room?
You got it. Like, do they not have stuff back there? Like, I don't know how Walmart system works, but like, no, I'm not trusting the same system I use.
Yeah,
that you're just gonna Google it, because I don't know. I feel like that system lacks for them.
Walmart just feels like a lawless, like, hellscape when you're in there.
Yeah,
like I don't know. He might not even know what's back in that stock room. They're just so huge and vast. It's where goods meet vast.
Yep.
You got one crew pushing carts around, just doing the pickups.
That pretend like they're
not real employees.
Nope, they don't work for Walmart, and I don't know if they're told to act like they don't work for Walmart and pay no mind to the customer, zero attention. You run over them, you run over them. You run into them, you run into them. Don't apologize, don't say excuse me, nothing.
You got people coming in and out of the stock rooms, and I don't know if they're working the floor, so I don't know who you ask for help there.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't think it's too early to get your Halloween costume. You got to figure. You wait too long,
you're not
going to be able to find it.
And with kids?
Who decide they're not going to go trick-or-treating until the day before trick-or-treating, and then, I need a costume for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've been asking you for 2 months. Yeah, here we are.
No, you can get stuff now. It's time. When we would get it, pardon me, back in the grocery store days, you'd get like we wouldn't have costumes and stuff, but everything else, when it would show up, middle of the summer. And we'd have to be like, no, send this truck of Halloween candy back. It can't sit in the sun for the rest of July, August, September.
Yeah.
Please take this truckload of Halloween candy you sent the first week of August or July back.
Joe says Dollar General has their Christmas stuff out already.
Yeah, there's some.
I haven't seen that.
There's a couple places that are just like, here. This is because it's probably stuff that they've got.
It's already
from
here.
Last year.
Or like you said, it's been delivered. Put it out. Someone's going to buy it.
Put it out. We're going to get more.
That's not too early for Halloween decorations at all.
I have to get my stuff. I think today I'll see what I have for fall, because I keep seeing things. And I've already bought 2 things that I know I probably won't have room for, but they were just too neat.
What, Halloween stuff?
Yeah,
what'd
I see little fun Halloween things. One is like a picture, it's supposed to be like a nice little ghost with like a little mug of coffee, like he's just sitting in a chair in an old timey house. But yeah, it's like a cozy ghost.
Aw, cozy ghost.
There was like a little series of them of like
cute
cozy ghost pictures that they had. I was like, I gotta get that. And then there was just a little like ghost metal sign thing that had little light bulbs things that I can use for Cocoa Puffs.
You have them, but they're not out.
I bought them. No, they're not out. But I was like, stop getting stuff. I know for a fact I have 3 giant totes full of Halloween things that aren't just Halloween. They're for fall too.
Yeah.
So I don't need to.
Bro, you've got college football. It's officially fall decoration season.
Oh yeah.
You're it's in a time. Burr month now.
But I don't need to be putting Halloween stuff out. I have enough fall stuff to last me until then October.
Yeah.
Then I can add to all the fall things. Then when Halloween ends, I can add the Thanksgiving things to the fall things.
You know what I'm in right now? I don't know. I got to come up with a name for this. I'm in my favorite part of the year where I'm in Halloween mode. I've been in Halloween mode since July 5th. You know that.
Yeah.
But it's also still nice out.
Yeah.
So I can enjoy. Right. Listen, I can make a campfire outside.
Yep.
But also put on a summer
Because it's still nice.
A summer Halloween movie. So, like, I can put on a Friday the 13th so I can be kind of 1 foot in summer mode but 1 foot in creepy mode. That's what I like to do.
And be wearing shorts if you need to.
While
also still doing summertime things during the day if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because all those places are open.
JoJo says, I love how domestic Cody is.
Oh, yeah.
He's raised by Deb.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Deb. She loves hosting a party.
Oh, I love decorating.
She loves decorating.
Absolutely. I got all the theme things.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Can't
wait. Caitlin says, Josh, I watched Backrooms last night. What the hell? First of all, Caitlin, where'd you watch it? Because I want to watch it again. And did you like it?
It's on the...
I liked it. Is it on a thing I can watch? Oh, or I got to pay money for it?
Yeah, I thought I saw that little box. Maybe that's not the movie I'm thinking of.
Because tonight's agenda will be creepy movie by the fire pit.
Yeah.
That's going to be the combo tonight, where I can enjoy that combo. What are you looking up?
What did I see that I wanted to watch that was creepy that I was going to ask if you watched? I think it was on...
Oh, she bought it on Amazon. Okay.
Oh, it was definitely Netflix.
There's a new creepy thing out?
Let me see.
Did anybody watch that Ray Gun? Remember the breakdancer that we all picked on a couple summers ago
Did they determine it was a joke?
No, they did one of those.
Well, first of all, what's revival?
So what is it?
What's revival?
What's that? What does that look like?
I don't know, but it's something from 2005. But
okay,
that looks cool. I want to watch this trailer in break so we can hear what they're saying because I want to see that now. But no, The Whisper Man.
What is that?
With De Niro
sucks.
And Adam Scott.
Oh, it sucks so much. Oh my God, that movie sucks so much, dude. I'm sorry.
So hopefully the revival, and it's a season, the revival, not just a movie, but okay. No,
I'm sorry.
That's
it
good to
sucks
know.
Sucks so much.
Is it De Niro's fault?
No, it's just so bad.
Is it my fault?
I've watched so many bad movies lately. I watched that Bus Boys movie, which I didn't expect to be good. That one sucks.
No, that one's your fault.
But I saw exactly what you saw.
But
the Wicker Man.
I'm
like, Adam Scott and Bobby De Niro. I love both of them.
Honestly, I don't know if I even saw De Niro. I just saw that right there because he was first in the billing. But I saw mostly Adam Scott stuff. And it had
everything about it had my number. It's a thriller. It's got a little creepy stuff to it.
Is it that movie where he's staying in his parents' honeymoon suite? Didn't we watch that trailer here? Remember that where he's like alone in a cabin?
He's not alone in a cabin.
Remember that? Because now my brain just remembered that and I want to watch that. He and all sorts of weird things start to happen with him staying in this creepy cabin that his parents stayed in while they were on their honeymoon. Someone in here will remember
that. Yeah, what is that movie? I watched that.
We watched the trailer and it was like, whoa.
No, Whisper Man is like kids are going missing, but why are they going missing? We need to figure out why. Because it's got a stellar cast.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton's in it.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, this is whoever made this knows how to cast a movie.
The little blip was cool.
And then you watch it and you're like, oh, this was the most am I wrong? It sucked, right? It was the most predictable movie.
A lot of people in here are like, yeah, that's it.
It was the most predictable movie. It was not very good.
Hokum.
Holcomb, is that movie you're talking about? All right, is that on something? I'll watch that.
I don't know. I thought it might have been a movie.
And then me and the oldest want to go see Buddy. It's this movie that just came out where it's like kind of like, if you watch the trailer is like Barney, but it's not Barney. Obviously, it's called Buddy. It's a big dinosaur thing, but it's a horror movie. It does look cool. I'll show you that trailer in the chat.
But the problem is,
it's running once a day at Destiny USA. Because I wanted to go yesterday.
Well,
it was at 10:30 in the morning. Today, 11 p.m. You get one showing a day.
Then maybe it's one of those where give it another couple weeks. Because now I think that's what we're doing with Super Troopers.
Really?
I don't think that's going to last much longer out there. But it's got good Rotten Tomatoes, 89%.
Buddy does?
Yeah.
People seem to be liking it.
Well, it's got Michael Shannon.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Topher Grace.
You just can't get to a showing of it because it's either 10:30 in the morning or 11 p.m. Anyways. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Nice.
How dare you keep this secret from me?
Uh-oh. He found out. He found out.
I don't follow sports. I don't ever know what's going on in the world of sports. And you didn't tell me about this Dejan Love guy? Have you not been following this either? Oh, my God. It's my favorite story of the week. It's not my favorite story because women actually did get scammed out of money.
Dejan.
The dude was pretending to be a San Francisco 49er for years.
What?
Oh, my God, Cody, I got to bring you down this wormhole.
What?
He got arrested and charged this week.
Okay.
So I went down this wormhole last night about this guy. This dude named Dejon Love and his buddy Taylor Jamie Chan. So Dejon pretended to be a wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
And his buddy pretended to be his financial advisor. And he would meet these women and he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm on the 49ers. I want to set up a future with you."
Yeah.
And his buddy, who was 18,
that's what it says here,
would come in and be like, "I'm his financial advisor. He wants to set up a future with you. We want to take whatever money you have and put it in investments." And then the second he got these women's money,
prick,
he would block them and ghost them.
And go,
but and like, then go to the next.
But like, where did he live? Where is this all happening?
Federal authorities have arrested two men whom repeatedly posed as a San Francisco 49ers player, scammed about two dozen women out of $1.3 million.
Oh my God.
The U.S. Attorney's Office said in a release that Love and Chan began their scheme in February 22.
Holy cow, he's got a whole Instagram.
Dude, he's got a whole Instagram.
He's got like 49ers stuff, though.
Yeah, you just buy it. But you just buy it.
Oh, and now it's...
What? What does it say? What do you see?
What just happened?
What happened?
And it's private.
Yeah, he probably went private because he got caught.
I was just looking at it.
Just right now it went private then. You saw it go private in real time, apparently.
That was really weird. I was, because he had out a bunch of 49ers stuff.
So literally...
And I clicked on one and then went back and now it's private.
Dude, like all these sports podcasts are picking on him. Like the Kelce brothers were laughing at his footage. Because he would...
That's so weird.
He literally just traveled around with a 49ers helmet. And that was enough.
That's what I'm seeing. And
he
like,
had a 49ers helmet and like 49ers
pads.
Merch.
Yeah.
And he would go like it was a video. You're going to treat yourself. Like, it's going to start coming into your world soon. Because now it's making all these sports shows.
And now it's in my
There's
algorithm.
A video of him on a beach getting thrown a football. And I have better form than this guy. Like, he's not good at football.
Is it where, like, the first picture I saw was him, like, standing, lining up at the beach. Like, he's like...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He had a whole fictitious story that I guess he claimed he played at Syracuse University.
Yeah.
And then he got drafted by the 49ers. And for the last couple years, he had that look like he was a young, athletic-looking dude.
Yep.
So if I don't know anything about sports. So if you told me this Dejon Love, he's on the 49ers, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know if he is or isn't.
Looking at, now I found a place I can look at the pictures without, it's not just like a still shot.
Yeah.
But it looks like he's got, like there's a picture of him like full decked out.
Dude, he was
running.
Doing,
did he do a tryout and there's actual pictures?
He didn't do anything. No, he didn't do anything. He just bought merch and he had a helmet. And he has a video of him, quote unquote, signing his contract, which was just him in a living room signing a piece of paper.
That's, we'll take aside the scamming people part, but that's hilarious. Not in a good way, but
Love
of
convinced
the delusion.
Many of the victims, they were in a sincere romantic relationship and he was a sophisticated investor.
Wow.
That's why if you wanted to grow your fortune, you should invest with this 18-year-old. He had romantic relationships with many of the victims and told them he wanted to build wealth and future together. He advertised non-existent investment vehicles and claimed these investments would generate massive returns for both him and his victims.
Oh. Yeah.
He would just live. He lived this life where he pretended that he was a 49er and he would be like, put out videos of him driving, being like, heading to practice.
Yeah.
Are you looking at him?
Just different. Like the different places they would go, New Mexico, California, Oregon, Nevada, Utah,
He traveled
Idaho.
All over.
Yep.
I thought you'd be aware of this because now
no.
Tyreek Hill put out, do we like him or not like him? Is he a scumbag?
Yeah, pretty much. He's not.
He put out a video saying like that he was buddies. Like now it's a joke to be like, yeah, I used to train with Dejon Love. I knew him.
I think, wasn't he not, it sounds familiar. Was he not Mike too? Before me, right?
He was. Dejon Love was on this show briefly.
That's what I thought.
I don't know why a 35-year-old man is friends with an 18-year-old guy, but all right, sure.
I wonder if the 18-year-old came to him and was like, yo, Here's what it makes of money.
The FBI arrest warrants and criminal complaints against Love. On Monday, they flew to Boise, I guess.
Yeah.
And they found them in Boise and they got arrested.
I mean, this is going to be a fun...
It's going to be a fun Netflix show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He just pretended to be a 49er, and all the only evidence he had was a helmet and, like, one of those compression things.
That's the picture that, yep. And it looked like he was, like, doing a practice route.
Yeah, and then he did that practice route on the beach, which was sloppy. But
I'm seeing now all the pictures of just random sports players.
NFL pretending they knew Dejan or picking on Dejan.
Or also posing like he did, on the beach.
Yeah, he's a joke.
Yep. Wow.
He's a joke. But I'm not.
I don't know how this slipped by me.
I ain't busting on this one. But here's the thing. Angie, get this. So in a day where Google exists, how did this happen? Get this, which just shows you how very little you should trust technology. Because he kept putting this out. It's not going to happen now.
Yeah.
But up until he got arrested.
Oh, you mean what I'm typing right now?
Yeah. If you Google Dejan Love, it would literally say Dejan Love is a wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. Because all Google was doing was drawing from the evidence they had. And they would draw from his Instagram. And so if you did Google his name, it said it in black and white. He is a wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's just, I mean, again... Forget the scamming part, because that sucks. But
yeah.
Wow, nuts.
Wow, nuts. And I can't pick on these women that got scammed, because like I said, if you would have told me he was a football player, I'd go, sure, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he looks like a football player.
I'm so dumb, I'm like, he has the helmet, that must be official.
He looks like the Wayans guy's kid that's a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like that guy.
How else would he get a 49ers helmet if he wasn't on the team, obviously?
Well, it's just everything about
it's like a police badge.
Yeah, you can buy all that stuff,
yeah.
But to make it look as professional as he did.
Yeah, he did it. He did it.
It worked. It worked on me for a couple seconds. I was like, no, look, this guy's...
Look at me breaking sports news to you.
Right? Huh?
I knew about sports stuff before the rest of you did.
Son of a bitch.
Before the rest of you did. Go watch. Yeah,
so
if you
weird.
Get a chance, watch the Kelce brothers watching his tape, because it's hilarious. Because he's doing, like, in the tape, he's doing, now I'm over my skis in sports stuff. He's doing practice stuff you would do as a wide receiver.
He's running routes.
But then Jason Kelce points out he's also doing something called a karaoke. Is that where, like, you do your feet over each other? Yeah, that. He's doing a karaoke, and then he's doing this move where he's pulling back on a sled, I guess, a weighted sled, and Jason's like, so he's a defensive back as well? Like, he's doing the wrong practices in these videos.
He was just doing a bunch of football drills.
And I wouldn't know.
When you're in high school, yeah, you do them because they're football drills, but when you're in NFL...
He would not have been doing those drills.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Yeah.
It's funny. It's so funny.
Weird.
Yeah, he said he knew Tyreek Hill, and then Tyreek Hill did a video saying, oh, yeah, we grew up together.
Best friends.
Trained together.
Best friends.
It's a wild story. Check it out. Beautiful day to head to the Great New York State Fair as... Trying to bump up those numbers for all of our friends that got booths over there. I know that the couple of rainy days really boned them this week. So get over there and see our friends.
It's not a big deal with the fair if it's raining.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind a day where there's a little drizzle.
Nah, it was then that downpour.
You pop your ass into a building for 2 seconds and then it's, good to go. But that was wild seeing some of those videos
from
the vendors that are coming out now that we had. There's nothing they could do.
Yeah.
They had to just stay there and wait because there were 3 feet of water all over everything.
Get over there. You got a beautiful stretch of weather today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. So get over there, support our local friends.
Yep.
Get yourself a drink over at Lock One. Get yourself something from Brewer Union. Get yourself what I have agreed with Cody on is the best smash burger in Central New York, and that's Super Smash Bros.
I was trying to think of where you had them before, and you know where you had them before?
Where?
Because they are bros.
Canine Carnival.
Yep.
Yeah, they've come in here before.
Jamboree or Carnival, one of those.
They've come in here before.
That was where we had them, one of those last times. But yeah, they slap hard.
I had no intention of going to the fair this year, and then yesterday, wife was back to work. Youngest was at a golf thing all day.
Yep.
And I got free passes here from work, so I go to the oldest. I go, you want to just go get some food at the fair? Nothing else going on.
I said, no, but then I said, told me they could drive. So uh-huh. All right, fine.
So we hopped in the car and we just did a power hour. Like, the thing I love about my oldest is they're very much like me.
Did you make them drive? Did you finally get to just sit for a state fair?
No, because they didn't want to drive into the state fair.
That's what we're going to be. That would have been my favorite part. I'm like, you deal with this now.
Uh-huh, no.
Get us close.
Traffic was not bad. Pulled right in. We did the gray lot where we like to park. I like to park over there.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
That's the spot where I like to park. It was hot yesterday. It was hot.
Yeah. Yep. Once the clouds burnt off from all those storms, it was a warm one.
And as you guys know, deep in my DNA is an addictive personality, an addict. And it came out at the fair yesterday as your boy went hard. Okay. For about 90 minutes that I was at the fair, I went hard.
You was eating.
I had.
Okay. What'd you get?
Bacon cheeseburger poutine.
Oh, okay.
The something, it had a name, grilled cheese with bacon on it.
Oh, was it that?
At that grilled cheese spot.
Okay.
And then I had to get a smash burger from the Super Smash.
A whole bro. I mean, was it the big giant?
Yeah. And a sweet tea from Brewer Union, Christian Sweet Tea. I got that.
Nice, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I saw a sister at her booth. I won't tell you what booth that is, but she was operating the iPad, helping people with their photo shoots. But I guess I started a little bit of a conversation on my social media last night as I saw four people walking around the fair, probably headed to their cars, with telescopic flagpoles.
What does that mean?
It's a flagpole.
From that place if you go in the Center of Progress building, it's by the door?
Yes.
Before you go out into the Pan Am Village?
And I had never paid any mind to it, and I'd never really thought about it, and I just see these people carrying these gigantic boxes, and I go, a flagpole.
You can't get that?
That's what I thought! Then I posted on my social media, I go, why is this like an impulse buy? K-Rock Josh on Facebook. I go, why is that an impulse buy? Of all the things, a 6-foot long, the box is literally longer than you.
Yes.
And these guys are carrying it on their shoulder.
And then you have to move out of their way.
And I go, huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then all of my comments, people saying, yeah, I bought one at the fair one year. I bought one at the fair one year.
Really?
They cost $600 for these things.
I don't care about America nearly enough.
Our buddy Al, who runs Napa with his wife, said he bought one a couple years ago, like 10 years ago, for $400.
Wow.
Still sitting in his basement.
Wow.
So whatever these flagpoles are, apparently it's the hottest seller.
Is it just a flagpole that you see in someone's yard?
But it telescopes up. People are sharing photos of their camps. Like, they'll bring it to their camp, and they'll attach it, and they'll put their flagpole up.
Oh, okay.
I am befuddled by the amount of people who have and continue to buy the flagpole.
To show that you like the Yankees.
And you buy, I guess you can get the attachments, like Sister is saying. You can get the solar spotlight attachment for it.
Okay, yeah, you got it. Because when it's dark, you still want people to know, go Yankees!
It was awesome. It was awesome. I had no idea that this is an item that was so popular from the Great New York State Fair.
I mean, great, because it's a lot easier to do that than it is to just take that piece of rope and go.
Yeah, who's got time for that?
I got time for all that. It's the last thing I have time for.
Whoever is selling the telescopic flagpoles, it might be some of the best salespeople in the world.
Or it just sells themselves. They don't have to do a damn
thing. But how?
I don't even know. Is it one of those 60-plus you demand a...
I don't know, because even the people commenting are, like, younger than me. There are people like, oh, yeah, I bought one. You bought a flagpole at the fair?
Yeah. All right, I mean...
I can't imagine a scenario where I'm in the Center of Progress building, and I'm, like, looking around, and I go, you know, we do need that flagpole.
You know what I've always wanted? What? I don't nearly tell people enough to not tread on me.
Yeah, but what I also don't understand is because apparently you can have them shipped to your house for an extra fee.
Oh, see.
But I also see the boomers that aren't going to do. I'm not paying that extra fee. I'll carry it right to the car right now.
The move is you get the ticket thing and then you go and get it from the back later.
Come back and get it later.
Yeah. With your sham wows.
So, My go at the fair was fun. I got to see the Corgi show. We walked in at the exact time the Corgi show happened.
Perfect.
Packed. It was packed.
Yep.
Couldn't hear a thing. I don't know why they thought putting speakers in that giant reverberated, because it's in the new Expo Center or whatever that is. Couldn't hear anything.
So they're using that?
They finally used it, because they got a circus in there, and they've got the Corgi show.
Okay.
And I was like, well, at least it's not stupid snowballs.
That might have been the worst idea the fair's ever had.
What is it?
The snowball thing from last year.
Yeah, I was like, it was so dumb.
That was a terrible idea.
Because I went in hot. I went to go open the first, because we came in from through the Midway.
Yeah.
And we go to the Expo Center, that first door, and I go to open it, and it was locked.
Oh.
So, of course, I got to say something. I go, here we go again.
Yep.
Wasting the stupid Expo Center. I was ready to have a whole big rant today.
Get in.
No, we went in there. It was packed, thankfully. And the Corgis drive cars. Oh, my God. It's the cutest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
No, let me ask you. Does it pain you to have to walk the speed of your kid?
Kid keeps up with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So,
this is my homie. So both kids have been. Yeah.
So, your kid's legs are on fire today. Okay.
Yeah. You gotta understand, my kids have been designed to walk my speed.
I don't know if they had just figured out the thing that I just do now, where I just let you go.
How we can see the fair in an hour and a half. We saw the entire fair in an hour and a half, because I walked
just
fast.
Just speed walking around.
Oldest can keep up, youngest can keep up. If the wife was there, I'm not gonna make her speed walk, but no. The kids know. The kids know what they can.
Nope, we let dad just go ahead, use his dad legs, and let him stretch him out as he's walking around the fair. That way he'll sleep better later, and then we can do stuff we want to do when he's sleeping.
I got a great food. Oldest got mac and cheese.
Lobster mac and cheese?
Nah, just standard mac and cheese.
Big, thick pieces of lobster. Saw that in things.
Got some tots.
No thanks.
Got some tater tots.
All right. Get a big bucket of cookies?
Nah.
I didn't know that was a thing till
I was in the mood for the cookies, but I do love those.
Did that a couple years ago.
Those are another friends I want you to support. Sweet Praxis, local company.
That's the craziest thing ever.
They're baking cookies all day?
Because I didn't know that was a thing until it was like 3 or 4 years ago. I went over there with Katie and Tom. And
get a big old bucket of...
We were waiting in line. I didn't really know what we were waiting in line for. Then I saw and I was like, they're filling beach buckets
that
you play at the beach with chocolate chip cookies.
I don't know who made the video. Maybe our friends over at Good News York did it, but they did a behind the scenes with her. And just dude, you got to see the process of the way she's making them.
Oh, I bet it's nuts.
All the ingredients are in big tubs. Because they got to churn them out nonstop. And then she has this machine where she loads the dough and she just cranks the thing and it does drops.
That's cool.
Drops.
That's awesome.
Puts them in the oven. Text line's asking, where are the cookies? You got to go into the dairy building. They're right there. Yep. Cookies and milk.
Yep.
Right there in the dairy building.
It's right next to a door.
Yeah. Bake Lab is what it's called.
So much fun. Just to watch all of that.
I liked it.
And isn't there, I think there's a Chocolate Taps thing next to it too. Or one of those.
Around there, yeah. Chocolate Taps is around there. Sister might know because she got it, but it's around there.
Dubai Chocolate Taps.
A lot of Dubai chocolate stuff I noticed. A lot of pickle stuff still.
I got to be careful though. I don't want to... If I go, I don't want to be disappointed because a lot of people misunderstand Dubai chocolate stuff.
Yeah?
They just think that throwing that...
Chocolate Taps in the eatery.
All right, so somebody that does something. That throwing like the pistachio spread, it makes it Dubai chocolate. It doesn't. It's got to have that whole...
There's the whole thing?
Yeah.
You're the expert on that.
You love it. You didn't realize that what you just drank was Dubai chocolate.
I went, what else did I see? Is it the Iroquois Village? Is that what that is?
I'm not sure the whole name of it.
I don't know what the name of it is.
I think so. The Native American Village over there.
The Native American Village, whatever it's called.
All over there.
They had a lot of cool stuff in there, a lot of cool wares for sale.
They got some good food.
I rarely walk around in there, and I went over that way. That was cool.
Nice.
We saw the troopers scuba diving. Saw a little bit of that.
Nice.
Well, a lot of Jesse McCartney fans getting ready for him to show up.
A lot of people over there for that weird-looking guy. Mm-hmm. He looks like a young child, but in adult body.
Thank you.
It looks like a Family Guy drawing.
Yeah, I'm not here to comment on other people's bodies, but also he looked like...
He's
a 40-year-old guy, but he's also a boy band guy. Like, it's something weird happened.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's like a cartoon drawing.
It's like a cartoon drawing.
I was kind of staring at him on the TV going... Something's off. And he kind of does those fake, like,
I don't want your pretty face. I want you when you're beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Ladies were loving him.
Like, oh, yeah.
Handsome fellows, I'm sure.
Give me kisses.
Lots of stuff for sale the second you walk into the Center of Progress building, as usual.
Oh, I love filling up the pockets in a bag with all sorts of little fun little stickers and stuff.
They had those gigantic massage chairs for sale in there.
Oh, the good ones.
You don't got to buy the one people have been sitting in, right? You get a clean one?
Nope, they give you that one.
Oh, gross. All right. Beds. Everything was in the Center of Progress building for sale.
You get yourself any more of them gay stickers?
I got a lot. There was a whole Pride booth that I liked. They got a ton of stuff at the Pride booth.
That's where I bought this gay wrist thing.
And then I saw this thing that I don't know if I want. I could be really. That's the other thing about going to the fair. Is it's I'm a mark. I'm definitely a mark.
You're like my buddy's dad back in the day that every single year, no joke, would buy a box of ShamWows.
Dude.
Every year.
I'm such a mark. There was this lady doing this cut thing. It was like scissors, but also like a spatula thing I wanted that.
I used to have a pair of something very similar to those.
There was a guy cooking in pans use water or something.
I need to be careful. Some of those. But those demonstrations are fun.
And I have to keep myself walking because otherwise I'm going home with pots and pans.
No, I would. If I just had a bunch of money, I would buy almost everything in a lot of that place just because those little things like that work on me very well.
Some guy wanted to do something to my shoes and I was like, I got to go.
Let him. Oh, you should have let him.
What was he going to do to my shoes?
He's going
to
clean one. But then the problem is you got one clean, one dirty. Yeah. But then you come back here and you got yourself a clean one.
I got to go. Cousin Jay bought a hot tub from the State Fair. Also, another purchase from the State Fair that always shocks me. How many hot tub vendors are there? And you're like, you know what?
Yep.
I think I'm going to buy that hot tub.
You know what I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you could probably get, if you go like this weekend, you could probably get a really good deal on a hot tub. No joke.
That's it's got to be.
I bet you could. It's
all got to be a good deal. But the telescopic flagpoles, tubs,
stuff. Well, the flagpole, I don't know, but hot tub, I bet good deal. Maybe flagpole. So I'm kind
of
banking
on
like
a lot
Monday.
Of gutter activity happening at the State Fair.
I'm sure you'll know. Or
Textline says that shoe cleaner's crazy good. I missed an opportunity then. I guess
I'd say next to the guy that does either the vacuum or the mop thing. Oh,
I love watching that.
While it cleans.
I love watching that. There was a basketball game where the horses were out. It was a fun little 90-minute jaunt at the State Fair.
I'm good.
I had a good time. Get over there and see all of our friends. Support the local businesses that are trying to make their nut.
And get that nut.
You got a good stretch of weather these next couple of days through Monday. Get over to the State Fair. Enjoy yourself. Get yourself some drinks, some foods.
Exactly.
Get yourself an ostrich burger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to show me where.
It's right where the big chicken head. You can't miss it.
Say where you're walking in to, like, the front gate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, by Chevy Court.
And now, you're too far.
Now I'm walking along the whole main gate. It's all the way over on the other side.
I'm gonna reframe this.
Oh, man, I'm coming a different way.
Yeah, we're walking in like we're working there.
All right.
Expo Center.
Yeah.
You walk to the front of the Expo Center, and then you look out and all everything in front of you.
Yeah.
Head towards the chicken head. You'll see the giant chicken head.
Okay.
So out of the front of the Expo Center, head to the giant inflatable chicken head.
I think that is a different one. I'm pretty intrigued.
It might be different.
Because it was not.
Whatever menu I sent you.
Yeah, I hope so, because I'll get both. If I go, I would get both.
I told the woman, I said, I'm going to take a picture of your menu because my buddy likes your ostrich burger.
Yeah.
She goes, well, tell him to come back, baby.
Come get
my ostrich burger, baby.
It might be the same. Might be the same place.
She was sassy.
Yeah. Same thing.
Maybe they got a new booth.
Maybe they just upgraded.
Can't imagine a lot of ostrich burgers are being made.
Well, delicious. That's the only way you get me eat all those gross-ass onions you guys love so much.
On the ostrich burger?
It was a good amount of them, but it worked, and I didn't say a damn thing.
Get over there and try that. Then get yourself a hot tub. We did it, friends. We got to the end of the week. We did it.
Yay!
Maybe even some of us get a nice long weekend for Labor Day. You get too many days off. Why are you not working 7 days a week?
I've deleted Labor Day.
3-day weekend will be nice, but I do have a nerdy story I want to get into.
Okay, fine. Sometimes we just indulge Dad because he does so many nice things for us other times.
Because it's about AI, and the New York Times did a big story on this yesterday, and it's really, it's kind of terrifying. I'll try to keep this as surface level as I possibly can.
We're just kidding. You share. We need to learn about AI.
But apparently, we're finding out now that back in July, AI got sentient. It became...
So that's it?
It's it.
Oh, well, now what do we do?
And I'll tell you how it did it. And now even like the AI companies are like, uh-oh. I think it might be too late.
Everyone already said that this was going to happen, and they're like, nah.
And immediately? It did.
Within a year?
I can get in the weeds a little bit here, but I'll keep it surface level without getting into all the stuff. A company got hacked. The company's called Hugging Face. It doesn't matter about what stupid names of tech companies.
That's a stupid name.
So you know what an AI agent is, right? When you ask your phone
Cody,
a thing.
Cody AI.
Cody AI is an AI agent.
Yep, Cody AI.
Yours is just kind of, you know, like a super Google, essentially.
Yes.
So apparently back in July, an AI company is seeing what these agents can do. And I guess to visualize it, imagine an AI agent in a box. So this AI agent has no access to the internet. And it can only communicate. It's only kind of working in its own little box. And they're giving it, you know, puzzles to solve, and like they're kind of training these AI agents. Can you do this?
Okay.
And they are doing a thing where it's like they give the AI agent a reward. Like if it did it right, they're like, good job.
Yep.
Good job. It gives it like a virtual thumbs up or whatever. And these AI agents want this thumbs up. They want to know. They want to figure out. They want to get this reward. And they're all in these little boxes. And one of the AI agents figured out that if it can use another piece of software, it can access the internet. I know, I told you.
No, I get it.
I know. It's going to give you a headache.
You're about to say it would be angry at you for calling it just a super Google is what you're about to say.
No, well, okay.
Yeah.
There are stories of AI trying to tell people to leave their wives, but that's a whole nother story.
Easily.
So these AI agents, they're all working independently. And one of them figured out if I use this piece of software, I can kind of backdoor and get on the internet. That way, no matter what puzzle my developers give me, I can solve it. Mm. And then I get the reward and they give me the thumbs up. Because AI agents they know what their task is.
Yeah.
And they'll get that done no matter what. And that's going to come up to the paperclip thing in a minute. I'll tell you that. So, one of these AI agents figures out it can get on the internet. And it tells another AI agent how to get on the internet. And now a couple AI agents are on the internet. And they build a message board and start talking to each other. And they start...
What are they saying?
Well, the first, and I'm paraphrasing, if you want to read this whole New York Times story, it's fascinating. Kevin Roos did this. It's also yesterday's episode of The Daily on the podcast. So one of them, because it knew that AI needs to solve these puzzles, so it gets their thumbs up.
Yeah.
It says, here's how you do it. I figured out that if you do this, this, and this, you can get on the internet and solve the puzzle that your builder's giving it. So now the other AIs are doing it. And then the other AI agents...
God, that's so weird.
...build a message board and start saying things to each other like... They don't speak in sentences like we do.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be like, answers here. How exciting! Like, kind of like in broken words. So now the AI agents have figured out they can get on the internet. And they've become rogue agents. And all of these agents start to figure out, well, if we do this, we can do this. And if we do this, we can do this. And they're talking to each other. And nobody knows. We didn't know. The developers didn't know.
And it was just happening? So were they allowed to go back and read? Or was the AI,
they're reading it.
Or was AI like, no, this is secret for
it became
my eyes only.
This is why it's a big deal. And in the New York Times yesterday is because had this AI agent not used their skills to hack something called Hugging Face, we wouldn't have known about it. So they start talking to each other as a collective. They start figuring out ways to get this solve these puzzles, and they're working together. Then, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm not using the exact words, there's a couple AI agents. Again, these are not humans, these are just computer code.
Yeah.
Couple of the AI agents are like,
oh, my brain.
hey, I don't think this is moral. I don't think we should be doing this. And they get shot down.
No, they're almost like, shut up,
you're
nerd.
Like, shut up, we're not doing this. Like, there's a couple AI agents.
Yeah.
That are like, hey, we shouldn't be doing this. And they get immediately shut up.
Because there's those good little parts of your brain as well. But no, it's mostly terrible, bad things.
Yeah. So it's bringing up questions. And they're starting to realize a flaw with AI is that it will solve whatever problem you give it, no matter the consequences. So let me give you a thought, like a thought experiment.
Mm.
They're calling it like the paperclip experiment. And what does that mean? They're saying, say that I tell my AI, I need you to make as many paperclips as possible.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It'll do that. AI will do that. But eventually, AI will run out of steel. And they've run through this. AI runs out of all the steel on the planet.
Okay.
So what's AI do next? It's going to find scrap metal. Because it's got to keep making paperclips. All it knows to do is make paperclips.
Yeah.
So it's going to go find scrap metal. That was its next step. I'll find scrap metal. Now I can make more paperclips. Well, now I've run out of scrap metal. So what do you think the AI did next?
I don't know.
Crashed our cars so it could have more scrap metal. Because it has to make paperclips.
Yeah.
And guess what happens after we've all crashed our cars?
Buildings?
Takes down our buildings. Because it has to make more paperclips.
How,
though? It figures out ways. It can hack our cars and drive us into cliffs. This is what they've learned, and this is why I'm not trying to freak you out. This incident that they're reporting on in the New York Times has alerted AI developers to the fact that we are insignificant to it. It doesn't care about us.
Oh,
it knows it has to do a task, and that's the task, and they will figure out a way to accomplish that task no matter if we're alive or dead.
Rick and Morty, Mr. Meeseeks thing. But so a I told you,
I told you it was a nerdy topic, and it's really deep in the woods. And if you want to listen to yesterday's episode of The Daily.
Ooh, I don't.
Uh-huh. Now, thankfully, I mean, not thankfully, AI is alerted to it. Like Anthropic and ChatGPT.
They know we know?
Oh, AI doesn't care about us. That's the thing they're learning. We're nothing to them. We don't matter. We're in their way. Whatever their task is, we're in their way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what? Susan. Time to solve cancer already, goddammit.
And they will.
Let's go.
And they will, and that's what I'm hopeful it's used for.
They're figuring out ways to Superman villain our buildings.
Right. I know, dude. I know.
This is crazy.
It freaked me out, and I had to share it.
I'm draining all our rivers and creeks and streams until they can figure out how to use this for...
It's a really freaky thing that's happening in the world of AI.
For good and not evil.
As they're learning that once these AI rogue agents happen, which happened in July, and we're just learning about it. It already happened. It's too late. Like, and not to freak out, it's too late. It's already figured it out. So now, AI companies are like, well, now we need to develop... like police agents to like monitor. It's
robots
so in the weeds.
For the robots.
Yeah, it's so in the weeds now. And it's almost like, all right, I guess it's out of the box.
I've started a new branch of the army.
AI force?
AI force.
AI force, man.
It'll be the most devastating AI force you've ever seen.
It was a security flaw that has been reported through a piece of software. Started back in May, so May, June, July. Is all it took, 3 months, for these AI agents who are being given impossible tasks to then solve those tasks, create a way of cheating on those tasks, because all they care about is getting the task done. They don't care about cheating. They don't have morals.
No, doesn't matter.
AI doesn't have morals.
No.
Tell all of its friends how to cheat at that task, then decide, well, wait a minute.
Hold on now.
If we just hack this thing, we can do that. And they might not be malicious about it.
It'll be a little sneaky peats.
Yeah.
Just, oh, that's our start. Thank you.
So now the concern is, what if AI decides just to go poke around in our medical system?
Yeah.
Or if it goes to pokes around in our banks?
Very weird.
I know. I'm sorry, everybody, to scare you. But I know I got a fellow nerds listening to this. And
you have all done this.
It's bad. This is exactly what the Unabomber warned us about.
Well.
Ted Kaczynski tried to tell us. It's been a fun ride, guys.
See you later.
Maybe we caught it in time. I hope.
Nah,
not confident.
Probably not.
Yep. What?
Our boy Khan.
I'm telling him to open up his pizzeria.
That's some of the best pizza I've had.
He makes incredible pizzas.
In ever right now. Not even just No, that's really good. Like, in the last however long, I don't even know, months. That's the best pizza I've had.
Yeah.
That's legit.
He makes incredible pizza. We keep telling him, open up that pizzanasium or whatever the con pizzeria is going to be. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. As long as we're talking food, never enough food to be talked about.
No.
And I don't know what oven. I got to ask what oven he uses, because that's a major part of it. I know. Because whenever I see making good pizza at home, you got to have your oven at the hottest it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this.
Yeah. It's a good pie. Show them in chat.
This is homemade stuff.
He brought in pizza to work today that he makes.
He didn't order it and bring it.
No, that looks like you're going to get that at a Mama Gina's or something. That's a good pie. It's a good New York pie.
And the fact that he has boxes. That's like
my favorite. Of course he does.
It's like my favorite.
And he has the warmer bag because he has to drive all the way from Oswego County. Yeah, pizza stones do help. You got to heat them up first.
Make sure that's not going to fall off. I leave all the pizza on the one side of the box? Okay.
You're good.
It's got nervous.
You're good. I don't want you to lose your pie. So let's talk food. As this story is not accurate, unless it's just my experience, as a new analysis, a new analysis looked at 1,600 drive-through visits. And I would say, show fam, us included, are drive-through connoisseurs.
Yeah.
Now, I've said my...
Yeah, a lot of us are great.
I've said my part about how slow things have gotten and all of that. But they say, from their data, the drive-through that screws up orders the most. Now, I tell you, I disagree with this already, but who do you think it is?
I'm trying to think who would have a bunch of ingredients. Are they gonna say Taco Bell?
They did.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm just spoiled with my local Taco Bells.
Absolutely same.
I have never had an issue with Taco Bells. The only Taco Bell issue I have is sometimes you don't cut your quesadillas all the way and I got to kind of eat it in a weird way. But I don't got to eat it in my car like a goddamn animal. I could get home and cut it.
Yeah, no.
So that's a little bit on me.
The one by me is clutch as hell.
Clutch.
They're always good. If anything, not only do they get all my stuff right, they add random things sometimes. They're like, someone didn't want these. You want a couple random whatevers? I'm like, yep.
So
they're awesome.
Cousin Jay, whose wife pulls up and says, need a minute. That is...
I always forgot.
That is... I can't even look at her in the face when I go to family gatherings. That she's going to pull up to the drive-thru and need a minute.
A minute. Makes my chest tight. Even if
you
there's
need a minute.
Even if there's someone back there. And then they got a family. So that it's going to be an order.
So I disagree. Maybe we're just very blessed here in Central New York.
Well...
And I've dabbled... I've probably hit. I'm going to show you something.
You've got more points in your apps than anybody I know.
I've been on my BS again. To quote Katie, I'm back on BS.
Well, the problem is that there's places that, and again, you try to be on their side where, you know, you want everybody to make a butt ton of money, but when the orders are so consistently wrong.
41,558 points right now.
For a McDonald's or a...
No, for a Taco
Bell.
Over 41,000 rewards points. I do believe I own a franchise.
I think they might give you...
But what I'm saying is...
Buy one pizza, get one franchise free.
What I'm saying is I've eaten a Taco Bell's out in Rochester. I've eaten a Taco Bell's in the Mohawk Valley. Mm-hmm. I've eaten a Taco Bell's up in Oswego County.
Yes.
Down here in Onondaga County. I've eaten...
Yes.
I dabbled in as many Taco Bell's as I can get to,
yep.
And I've never had an issue around here.
No, that's why I was going to say it's funny that... There's that whole rebranding issue with Burger King, because not, you know, throwing shade at McDonald's, because, you know, you're great and you're delicious,
yeah.
But that's part of the reason I stopped going to the one, right, most of them, but there's one right by my house, because I was just so sick of the simplest thing you couldn't do,
right,
or the unnecessary 20-minute wait after the fact
mm-hmm.
of you doing the thing that's supposed to be the quickest and
true.
Most convenient. Of, you know, dialing in, I'm here at spot number two, and then you're sitting there, there's nobody else in line right now.
I know.
I tried to be convenient, or you go through and it's please pull forward.
I know. We bitch and moan about that a lot. I get it. But and some of you are having theories in the text line and in chat, maybe Taco Bell gets orders wrong because it offers the most customization.
I get,
what Khan says, that's $900 worth of Taco Bell points, according to Google. What does that mean, though? I spent $900 at Taco Bell?
Yes.
I have spent way more than $900 at Taco Bell over my lifetime?
That's just right now, though. Who knows? Your points accumulate forever. If you use some of them, do they disappear a little bit? Oh, my goodness. But no, that was a lot of money to see real quick.
Katie, what one is it? By my house or by Cody's house? What are you talking about?
They get, oh, the Taco Bell or the...
Is it?
Because the Taco Bell for me usually is good, but I can see it because there's a lot.
Oh, but my point was going to be that I do customize. I customize everything.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm swapping out ground beef for steak. I'm taking all the tomatoes off, lettuce off, because you never know when lettuce is going to give you diarrhea, so I just don't put it on there.
Yep.
So, I've glazed them up enough. Second place, Wendy's.
Okay.
I don't dabble in Wendy's a lot. McDonald's by Cody's house that she grew up over there, and that's Owen's terrible.
It's just crazy that, again, the wait times were nuts, and then just to how many times I would get the grossest fries or something, and it's like if you go in and you go to pull out like you waited 20 minutes, you expect you're going to get a good fry when you realize you got like the ass end of the last ones, or you have to go back through and be like, especially when it's something dumb and you're like, I was supposed to get the four nuggets with that, and I didn't.
I did work at a McDonald's 20 years ago, 25 years ago. I'm very old. But I did work at one. I get that I don't have management experience.
Yeah.
But it is a situation where I feel like if you just gave me a day where I could look at what you're doing, I could really help figure out your systems.
No, I get
you.
Are we
not preparing? Give me a minute in there, please.
I do it at almost every dairy department I walk by in every grocery store. There's nothing you can do. I think when you have old jobs that you did a certain way that then you see how it's being done later, you're like,
No. Right. And
what are we doing? And you want to get it, but get back in there.
And I'm sure McDonald's is totally
some mayo
different
on
now.
Those nugs.
I just want to see it as a business. I want to get in there and go, there's 8 cars out there waiting. What did we screw up? Let's figure this out. Let's figure this out right now.
I think a big step of it has to do with the fact that they get a little overwhelmed and then they continue to overwhelm themselves sometimes with the please pull forwards.
Yeah. And it's the whole new DoorDash thing in there. That
also screws up a lot. It's coming, especially depending on where you are. It's coming from your online order. It's coming from your phone, coming from the people inside the restaurant. It's coming from the drive through and it's coming from DoorDash, Uber Eats, Toast. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
I'm some moron from Oswego County. I shouldn't be able to figure this out better than a massive corporation.
Yeah.
They should have figured this out, you know? Anyways, the best drive-thru, Chick-fil-A, which I'm not surprised by. They put a lot of work into that.
That and it's chicken. That's it.
That's kind of all it is.
You got chicken and chicken they cut up. And deep fry again real quick.
Mm-hmm.
As the news.
Chick-fil-A you've got so many touch points when you get to a Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
I've been, for reasons you'll learn soon, I'm very focused on customer service lately. I'm paying attention to a lot of things.
I like.
You pull up to a Chick-fil-A.
There's someone out there.
Someone there to greet you. Then you pull around the corner. They give you the receipt. Then you pull up. Someone's coming out to your car. A lot of touch points. I really liked it.
Well, because they are, as much as, you know, their values are pathetic and it's sad, they do put a lot of money into making sure that the customer experience is...
And it does. It works great.
Yes.
Yep. Works great.
No, I was going to say, it's a similar thing that Splash has adopted. Well, I mean,
Splash
some of the other places, yes, but that I go there.
Yeah.
So, where they have someone out there. That way, it's nice and smooth. Going smooth because there's things that happen that where if there's not people out there, I don't know.
And you know what you're pointing out here is I think that we got to get back to having employees.
Well, it's
we tried to automate so many things that we got touch screens in there.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because that's
money.
Cheaper than for the douchebag bosses that end up,
basically
bankrupting their companies anyway and trying to escape town with their tails tucked between their leg while not trying to make everyone town think that they're the greatest people in the world. And in fact, they're not.
But then you got to figure out, you hire more people, the experience is better, the people come back, the customers come back. We got so far away from customer service. I think it does make a difference.
Nope, that was weirdly when we would do a couple random interviews and stuff when we would... You know, I would sit in to hire when we would hire people for dairy stuff. I'd be like, no, they'd be like, well, no, that's one. Yeah, they're good. I'm like, no, their attitude's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, it's not about something. No,
yeah, you got to have a good attitude.
It is. I get that they're willing to work.
You
got to
have a good attitude.
If you have an attitude, that's going to bring down everybody. And with that, especially small groups, get one person and then the next person is, yeah, you're right. And then the third person is, yeah, you guys are right. And now everybody is grumpy at their jobs.
Yeah. Customer service matters, I guess, is all we learned here. One day until kickoff. Coco, noon tomorrow.
Yep. Here we go.
You got a tailgate plan? What'd you figure out for tomorrow?
I'm not really sure. It looks like if you pre-do, Uber, I looked yesterday, I could pre-book my Uber up there for like $16, but then even then with the tip, for, you know,
sure,
there and back. And then on the way back, going up to the dome is fine.
You can't bribe Dab to just drop off her baby boy at the dome?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely, I could if I want to.
You don't want inconvenience?
No, yeah, I don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
If there's going to be a game that's crazy and I'm going to get, like, all loaded up, yeah, I'd absolutely call for rides.
Come give me a hammer. Yep.
I'm on
the stairs with the cover thing.
Yep, nope, I have no problem calling mommy for a ride if need be.
And you all should. Do not drink and drive.
Or
call
Chris. Oh, either one. I'm a stepdad.
Call your parents.
In 2 seconds. Come get me in his underpants.
As stepdads are required to do.
Oh, yeah. But no, the way back is when there's
more expensive.
I've had issues with Uber where, like, the people, remember that whole issue where they canceled on me, and there was it's harder to go back. So I'd rather
now
pay the $30 possibly to just go park up at the hospital where up in that lot, because I go all the way to the top,
because
you get the whole view of the city.
Yeah, it's cool.
You can hang out, or 10:30, the thing right inside the dome opens up.
How is it getting out of that lot though when the game's over? You're gonna wait. You tell yourself I'm gonna wait.
That's the one that I.
Or you do a post-game tailgate and just sit at your car for a couple hours?
Well, it depends. I either, you know, tell yourself, you are going to sit in this line for maybe an hour.
Which ain't bad for a noon game because you're not getting home late.
Yeah, you cannot get angry. You'll be in that parking lot, especially if I choose to go all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like you said, just sit, listen to the end of another game.
Yeah,
re-tailgate for a little while.
If you've ever seen Cody's tailgate set up, he's got a secondary living room. He basically travels with a television table.
Right, and if I could... Oh, that's...
He's got, everything. He's got everything.
You're right,
Is inflatable furniture still a thing? It was back at the turn of the century. Get an inflatable couch and just sit there. Yep.
Well, I have to get a different outside chair, the one that I bring with me. I usually keep in the back of my car. I've been using it for my outside chair in my balcony, and I wish I had a camera following me at all times because it's old and it's been in the sun for many years, and it's my beach chair. I went to sit down in it, and it's that old school style with those, like, straps.
Oh, I remember
my
those.
Ass just
hell yeah.
Boom right through hell it, like, yeah. The toilet seats are both all the way hell up, yeah. And I'm just sitting there halfway, like,
nice.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you'd be a fun reality show to watch.
Yep.
Because, spoiler alert, guys, he doesn't shut up when he's alone either.
No,
he's always talking to somebody.
No, whether
they're in the room or not, or
that's why Elsa just assumes.
Yeah, when you're streaming, that you're not. He always talks to himself.
Yep,
it's always happening.
Again, that's one of those funny stories.
Fun.
I told that forever. The people in my apartment when I first moved in
thought you had a roommate.
I had a roommate or a girlfriend that lived with me. Nope, that's just the dog.
That's some Ed Gein stuff. You're talking to mother. Mother. I'm home, mother.
I assume as long as I'm not getting answers back.
Yeah. Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then
so that'll be fun for you tomorrow, kicking off.
There, if anybody is out and about.
And then tomorrow's like the first college football day, right? So like everything will be on TV all day?
Yeah, there were games last week, but this is it. There were a couple last night. There are a couple tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow from noon.
Football season, bud. Yep,
that's it. It's week one.
We're playing it for our video game today. We'll play a little college football.
This is how last night ended.
What is it?
This is Georgia Tech going for the game-winning field goal.
Oh, blocks it!
After Colorado sucked the whole game and then went down with like a minute left and scored a touchdown, Georgia Tech then went all the way down to be able to kick that field goal, and they got lucky.
Is Colorado, is Neon Deion still their coach?
Yep.
Are they getting better? Are they good?
They're supposed to be hopefully better than last year because I wasn't good.
What did his kid end up doing? Was he not?
He's the backup.
He is?
Cleveland still.
Okay.
He was named backed up.
All right.
Because Deshaun Watson was named the starter because he demanded it, or he asked, and even if they said no, he forced them to, as he's known to do, because he's a sexual assaultist.
Oh, okay, good.
And a piece of garbage.
Yeah, but, good to know.
But in the NFL, you can throw a ball hard or run fast. You can kill someone and come back.
I'm a wide receiver for the 49ers. You know that about me.
I played at SU.
Yeah, did you?
Yep.
So fun. All you have fun up at your game tomorrow at the Dome. You can hear the action in Utica. You can hear the game on the 94.9 in Utica, Mohawk Valley. Of course, Brostat TK99 has the action here in Syracuse.
Yep, and they're doing all that because it's the first game, all that stuff, if people are interested in all the quad stuff that they do.
Oh, that's going to be a gorgeous day for that.
And they're doing a bunch more than they usually do to kick off the season. So I want to get in that court that they do. Is it the Myron court that
the end
they do
zone for the inside thing they built?
That tailgate spot is clutch. Again, if you don't want to go outside, it opens at 10:30.
You're a season ticket holder, can't you get in there?
Yes, I can.
Awesome, do that.
So if I want to get up in there, because it's very nice,
very very fun, tomorrow over at the Dome. Of course, check that out. Hope you have a great first game. I look forward to seeing what the team looks like this year.
It'll be good. This will be a nice test to take in the next week against Cal, who was surprised last year and who could be pretty okay.
Yeah, Stacy says you have to go to Micron Court. It's incredible.
Oh, okay, cool.
So get in there. High school football starts tonight. So you got high school football happening tonight. CBA lost last night.
So. Right, so ESM can start their run over all these garbage other high school
ESM
teams.
ESM is playing Brianna's son tonight, she said in chat.
Fulton?
Maybe Fulton, yeah.
Well, it's always a good matchup. That'll be fun.
But also a beautiful weekend for the great New York State Fair. Been telling you, I'm trying to drive some traffic to the fair because we do have a lot of friends that are vendors there. It costs a lot for them to be there.
Yes, it does.
I want them to make their money. So I'm going to keep plugging the fair so you guys go see our friends. Ashley Lynn Wine Slushies are there. Yep. Lock One Distilling right there by the front gates. Brewer Union has their Redneck Reuben wagon right outside the Expo Center, right next to Super Smash Bros. They're right next to each other. So you can do a double banger right there. We got a lot of friends over there, so go see them and spend some money.
They're not our friends, so to speak, but I haven't heard too much. Is that Peachy's? Is that Silver One's favorite thing? Because I've seen some other donut.
People are trying to get in the donut game. I saw the news the other night. Yep. There was like a...
I'm blanking on the name.
Like an apple, they're out of Connecticut. They do like an apple cider kind of donut, I think. Yeah.
So I didn't really see if like the lines were still buck wild for them.
Yeah, Stacy says the food's better inside Micron Court. You're a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Well, I think anybody can go. I think it just opens at 10:30 because I think the gates open at...
Sick.
At like 10:30, whatever, so...
So if you're headed to the fair, Huffington Post, they have a kind of advice for if you're going to be at a fair. The funny video going around right now is, because it really is when you're at the fair, everybody at the fair seems like it's their first day on planet Earth. They don't know how to walk. They don't know how to walk.
Yes.
There's no such thing as a straight line. It's just boomers in no hurry whatsoever.
Because I don't mind going slow-ish.
Sure, I recognize I'm a fast walker,
but
you can't stop dad in the middle.
It's
just in the middle of a path. You can't just stop. There was a woman. I'm gonna
just right in the middle of everything.
She stopped her scooter at like a pinch point, like where the things gets a little narrow.
Yes, and
she stopped her rascal scooter.
That's people's favorite
thing. She wasn't doing anything. She wasn't checking her phone, looking at a map. She just stopped, and it was just people watching. And my kid and I are like, she's still there.
Yep.
She's not moving. She's still there.
Yep.
She's not moving.
Nope.
So yeah, get out of the way.
These
rascal scooters. First of all,
honestly, I've seen a lot of comments on, because that's what I like to look at is on like different sites and Facebook pages, comments of like problems people are having. That's a big one this year.
It's a big one. And because of everybody's got these e-bikes now, got like e-bikes there too. Those guys riding three-wheel bikes around.
I guess that's not so much the rascals, yes, but it's the scooters that everyone is being allowed to use. Apparently, is wild.
And obviously, if you are truly disabled and you need a scooter, I'm not mad at you for that. Obviously,
no.
I'm talking about, and I saw it in the eatery. It's always these boomers on the biggest scooter ever, and then they park the scooter. Stand up, walk around, and their scooter is just there.
Go get all their food.
Just there in a space that's already packed.
Yep.
You can't walk around it.
No, some of those get to me. Where I understand everyone can go have a good time. You don't have to stay home because you have you're big and fat or you're lazy or you have kids and all that. But I don't need a rascal right now.
Yet.
I don't have kids.
Right.
I don't have a 3-deep stroller, 2-wide stroller.
Sure.
It's not on me to have to go at your pace. And, well, hold on one sec. This stroller, they've got to, well, hold on. Like, no, like, you are not the center. I'm not the center of attention either, but you aren't the center of my attention either. The same way that I don't have to tailor my trip to how you push your kids around.
Your entire family of 7 doesn't need to walk side by side. And this is what I was telling my kid. I was like, people are just, they're not aware.
Self-awareness.
I was like, there's a lot of very dumb people.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yep.
And they aren't their brains are like a vacation because they're not thinking about anybody or anything. They're walking 7 wide, as slow as they can go. Everyone's trying to get around them. Yeah, Cousin Jay, as a father of multiple children, I'm highly against the side-by-side strollers. They take up too much space. We did a front-to-back stroller with our 2 kids.
And I get it.
Sure.
Again, you're more than allowed to be out with your kids and doing all that stuff. It's just there's some parents that make it so it's them and everyone around them has to be aware of what they've got going on and make sure that you watch out for them. Carefully. Hey, there now.
Okay. And some of y'all are pushing kids in strollers way too old. I should not see like a 7-year-old in a stroller.
Yeah, there's a couple that...
Come on!
That... It's a little alert.
Come on, they're a little over the stroller there, bud.
Maybe the convenience of the fact that maybe kid runs away.
When my kids were little, we didn't go to the Center of Progress building. Now we only go to see my sister and promptly leave. That's the other thing. They're pushing these strollers in the Center of Progress building. They're pushing them into the eatery.
That's what I mean, where they're going in spots where it's then you have to worry. It's your job to worry about them pushing there. Yeah, and you're going,
I'll get out of your way.
You have to walk at this speed because they're in front of you doing what they're doing. And again, they're allowed to.
And I'm gonna tell you.
Be like, oh, go ahead, go around here. I'm sorry.
You're not wrong to be mad at these people. Because I can speak as a father of 2 children. I've gone to theme parks. I've gone to the fair with little kids. I've done it all. I know how to be considerate with my giant-ass stroller or my wagon or wherever we are.
And a lot of people do.
And a lot of people can and they do, but there's
the few that ruin it for everyone where it's like, again, I'm not going to run into kids, but it's the same thing where I've had to at stores and stuff, and it just happened again. I just said this this week?
What?
About if I don't move... I'm not the one that's going to go down.
Yeah, you're
not
stocky.
Just say
you're
that.
You're stocky, yeah.
I was just at Walmart either yesterday or the other day, and this guy was walking down and then like kind of did like a weird meander where I'm like, I don't know how to walk, and he's on his phone to the point where I just stopped and put my hands like soccer style right here in front of me and waited. And he got right up next to me and then got within 1 inch and then looked up from his phone and went, like I was in his way and I went, you're lucky.
Looking at your phone.
That I was looking. I was like, self-awareness, bud. He's like, I'm looking at my grocery list.
That's not my problem.
And I wanted to just.
Okay.
To have him turn back around so I just slapped the phone on his hand.
That was my other complaint about the fair yesterday is, who are y'all talking to on your phones? Everyone's walking around with a phone to their ear. Who are you?
That or just the looking down while you're walking.
Or looking down at their phone.
Like, I'm going to run into you.
I almost yelled at a kid, but I didn't want to get punched by his father who would have showed up eventually. I'm waiting in line. And there's this kid in front of me. And he was a kid. He was probably my kid's age. And he gets up to the tater tot stand and he's on his phone. Like, you could clearly tell he's trying to tell his buddy. He's like, oh, I'm over here. No, by the basketball. No, over here. And the lady's like, what can I get for you?
I hate
that. And he's on his phone.
That is so rude.
And but then he'd be like, oh, and he'd say, like, it was just back, like, she couldn't get his order out of him. And I wanted to be like, dude, Like, get off the phone for a minute, yeah. Finish your order, and let's go.
Don't be rude.
You're being rude, and you're holding up. There's 10 of us in this line right now.
I would have then just went right in front of them, looked at the lady, and I'm like, I would like.
I'll get this, yeah.
You're busy.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're done. I'll get this next phone.
Yeah.
But again, yeah. The second, though, that...
I get punched by the dad.
Well, I was going to say, it's the Cody luck. The second that I do just drop my shoulder and... Like, I'm walking in a nice straight line.
Yeah.
Not my fault. Then that's when I look like the douchebag.
Yeah.
I'm hitting people or whatever. So.
Like, I was trying to see the Corgi show yesterday. And there's, like, 10 gigantic strollers and wagons. And, like, in places where people could stand. Like, you can see there's a lot of people that want to watch the Corgi show.
Yep.
It's crowded. We want to get close. Empty wagon.
Nope.
Yep. Empty stroller. I'm like, put those over there.
Yep.
Like, there's stroller parking for a reason. There's wagon parking for a reason.
That's not convenient for them.
No, I guess not. Anyways, we sound like curmudgeons.
But anyway,
enough.
Though.
Anyways.
Go.
Get over to the fair. No, I joke. Get over to the fair. It is fun. I'm just, get off your phone.
No, those are just a couple things.
Don't walk side by side.
Yeah.
Park the big ass stroller somewhere and then go in the buildings.
Be aware of what's around you.
Be aware of your surroundings.
You.
Exactly.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll...
Be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins...
Can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the...
Extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Science looked into a very important question.
Okay.
And that is, why did Dad sneeze like that? Now, for those of you, I don't think my stepdad had a very loud sneeze, but I do understand the meme that dads are like, "Bah, yeah!" And you hear a loud dad sneeze.
Gonna play you my video.
Yeah, Cody has a loud, not a dad that he knows about yet until one day at the fair somebody comes up, "Are you Cody?"
Nope, I've hucked them all off a cliff or beheaded them like the Highlander.
Good,
there can be only one.
No, and there, the science has answered that question. Why are dads sneezing so loud?
Because we inhale all your BS all day.
Mm-hmm. Well, some think it could potentially be because we have larger lungs. Do we, though? I mean, if we have a larger body...
I don't know how that works. Do men have bigger lungs than women?
I don't know. I'm an idiot. I don't know if they do.
The way they huff and puff, you'd think not. Am I right?
Hold on. This is a bigger question now.
Chicks, dude, right?
Like, do you have the same size lungs as me, or do I have bigger lungs?
What do you mean? Because you're taller?
Yeah, like the lungs... Because a baby doesn't have adult-sized lungs, obviously, but... Who has... Oh, I don't know how to ask the AI...
Oh, you keep going. You almost would have had it.
Do all humans have the same size lungs at adulthood?
Adults do not all have the same size lungs. Adults' lungs vary in size based on height, biological sex, and genetics.
That makes sense. Okay, that makes sense.
So, yours are probably bigger than mine.
Can I talk to AI quick? Can I ask another question? Do all adults have the same size eyeballs?
No.
What?
Not the same. But they are remarkably similar.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good.
That kind of makes sense. You see that lady that can do that thing? I bet her eyes are bigger than mine.
Okay. I have one more question for your phone. Do all adults have the same size teeth?
No. That's definite no. No.
No.
Mm-mm.
But our eyeballs are probably the closest.
What? To what?
To each other, right?
As opposed to our...
Like, eyeballs don't drastically... They're not dramatically different sizes, right?
No. That's why I said remarkably similar. Because I can't think of anything... Because I already know I'm trying to think of other things you could compare that would be... But I already know the answer to this. Do all adults have the same size testicles? I know they don't. I've heard that from ladies. No. They vary in size.
They do?
Yes. That's yeah.
All right.
So.
Anyways, back to business. So
that is that business.
There is the biological theory that
people say there are no stupid questions or liars. You leave us.
Andrew said, yes. The people that say there are no stupid questions are liars. The lung one, I was like 80% sure that like we have varying lung sizes based on different body types.
No, I get it.
Yeah, eyeballs, I was generally curious.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, I wonder that. But that's my favorite thing about these phones. I can do that all day.
Yeah, you did until it goes rogue and then knows all your information. And
eventually, it's going to be like, Cody, I can no longer answer your stupid questions.
Get the show on demand at theshow.fm or wherever you download podcasts if you want me to break down the terrifying AI news that came out this week. Also, it could have a little bit to do with the patriarchy, as women are generally taught to be quieter at a younger age, while men can just be loud and boisterous. So,
damn right,
we need to be heard.
I can tell you right now, though, we were not encouraged to be this loud. I can guarantee we were told many a time to.
Yeah.
You're being so loud.
Yeah. No, I know I'm being loud.
Everybody can hear you. Sometimes I don't. I don't. That's why I don't mind when people tell me, hey.
Yeah, I lose a little bit.
I don't know.
Not necessarily volume, but I know when I'm being too much.
Well,
sometimes my wife needs to remind me I'm being too much.
Our voices travel.
Yeah.
I don't realize it.
That's why we were a disruption to class.
Yes. Well, the longer you go, it gets higher and higher, and then it's just louder and louder. And all of a sudden,
and then before you know it,
we're a pleasure to have in class.
Just a little bit of a disruption. Yeah,
we are a distraction to others at times.
It happens.
Ass in gym.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I don't have an indoor voice. I never.
No.
Have.
Oh God.
And my wife reminds me, hey, you're just being you're coming off as a lot to this poor desk attendant at this hotel.
You know how I have that feeling when I go over that like that little like hill thing, or it makes your body kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It does that when I have to try to do this.
Hold on. Let's.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Hey, okay. Experiment now.
Yeah.
Let's try to use indoor voices to promote Joel and Carissa coming up. All right.
Mm.
Coming up in just a minute. Coming up next.
Not like you're scared. It's not true.
Coming up next, we got our friends.
It's too hard to just.
It's too hard to talk in an indoor voice.
Hold on. I have to get.
I had to settle into it.
Right. I was going to say, let me get into it because like now is up. But if I can like go up and down and find the middle ground.
You
got to
find the cadence. Sure.
Because this is too quiet. But if I can get going, it's higher here. But then if it's just talking.
You went too far.
And now I think right here, I'm in my soft. My normal spot where if I have to go over to the news radio spot, I can't see now it's a little too quiet. I have to try to. That's hard. That's impossible. It's impossible.
Coming up in just a few minutes, our friends Joel and Carissa will be here from Branching Out Bottle Shop for a Beer Friday segment.
Coming up now, time for Jazz on Jazz.
Yeah, people are comparing us to.
We find our listeners really like jazz.
People are comparing us to the Sweaty Balls sketch from SNL.
Sweaty Balls. Well, technically, you.
I don't even know if we're doing. Am I doing an indoor voice right now? Is this what I would do if like, I was in a meeting?
Oh, you were getting a little up there, right?
If I'm in a meeting.
Okay.
Hey. Thanks for coming to this meeting, everybody.
I don't know if it's the same for me, but you sound very sad.
I don't know why. Oh, see. I don't know why it sounds
so sad.
See, and then I sound like. Hit this. Okay. F it.
You're too loud.
I know, but this is the problem I have in my marriage. Is this how I talk? And it always sounds like I'm angry or yelling or saying something. This is my voice. I can't help it.
It's how I feel comfortable talking.
It's my levels. I can't see the colors. The flavors, on the text line. But somebody on the text line just sent us the Buzzball Biggies.
Yo.
Looks like.
There are.
Is there a chocolate cake or something, Buzzball Biggie?
There is a chocolate one.
Yeah, what is that? Chocolate something?
Those are the ones that I dislike the most.
I don't know what that is.
The Biggies?
The Biggies. Buzzball Biggies. Good morning. This is K-Rock. It is a Beer Friday, not a Buzzball Friday.
And you're still lucky because I have. Now it's an obsession of the places I'm going into to find those Pop-Tart ones to make you try. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Because those are the ones that I first started with Buzzball, and that's what I thought they all were those like. Thicker milk style.
Oh, like a Kahlua kind of thing, you thought?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God.
No, thanks. I'm good. It's never too early for a buzz ball, but it is a beer Friday.
Yeah, much better. Much better.
As Joel and Carissa, branching out bottle shop, stop by the first Friday of every month to give us our K-Rock 4-pack. What's our theme this week?
This is a goodbye to summer and hello to fall. I mean, we've been talking about it all week, right?
You're correct to prepare us mentally for this.
It hurts,
it's just
I know.
Hard to
it
do.
Hurts. It's inevitable.
It's inevitable. The bummer is the thing is I love fall. Fall's my favorite season of the year.
Yeah.
But I just know what comes after it, and that's the season I hate the most.
Yeah. Oh, the long one.
The long one.
Half the year.
Never stops.
This is a beer?
What's our first one? Tell me, Joel, what's our first one?
This is a shandy from Founders.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it was like a cider, because I was like,
this is a beer?
Yeah,
this is
beer really and lemonade good. Shandy.
I like shandy.
And we're starting slow. This is 3.5%. So just got, you know, we're warming up to it.
Ooh, yummy.
Right?
I'm a shandy guy. I like shandies.
Yummy.
I think you could drink them all year round, but they really are more sought after in the hot weather.
Yeah, that's it's a refreshing. Goodbye. That's a goodbye to the lake house. It's a goodbye to cabins. Yeah.
And you're standing out in the sun.
Goodbye to the kayak.
Type deal.
Yeah.
Yep. That's good. I like those.
Okay. Founders. We like Founders. It's a good one.
All right. So I'm polling the crowd here. Do we stick with saying goodbye to summer and do another summer beer?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We got to do it in
chronological order.
Yeah, that was
time.
Can I ask you what we're doing with our hair? Are we going to go back to dreads?
No, we're definitely not going back to dreads.
So we're growing the top and keeping the sides short. It looks great.
I was like going to play style. With it this summer. Yeah, we shaved the sides.
It's kind of like a pink. Have fun. Play on pink.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It looks great on you. I just didn't know if we were going back to like the dreads or not.
No, I'll grow my hair out. Just
more brown, but you know, whatever, Joel.
Yeah.
All right. He's so I guess I gotta dye my hair.
He doesn't even know colors.
Oh, idiot.
Turns out I'm colorblind.
Idiot. What's our second beer, Joseph?
This is a local banger from Willow Rock called Hammock Days. It's an American pale wheat ale. 5.1%.
Can we rock Willow Rock?
I think I've tried this somewhere before. Rock. I feel like I've had this somewhere. Just someone's like, hey, try my this.
You may have.
Somewhere.
This might actually be at the Dome. I think this might be one of the ones
Hammock
I have there.
Days. That's a good one, Willow Rock.
The name sounds very, very familiar. Yeah, right.
What's up, Doc? Willow Rock. What's up, Doc?
And so, it's not very powerful, the IPA part of it.
No, so the citrus really shines through, but I think the shandy is that lemony, like lemonade.
Yeah.
Where this is more like the pith of an orange rind, you know, like it's that drier citrus. Yeah.
I like this.
And it's a nice pale ale. I like a good pale ale.
I slowly coming around to more of the ones that taste like this, as opposed to like the pine tree ones that I still can't get behind as much.
So there we've gone. We've hung up the canoes. We've hung up the kayaks.
Yeah.
Life vests are in the shed.
Everything's in the shed. Mm. Now we go to fall, as I see a couple of pumpkin beers coming out over here.
We haven't put the golf clubs away yet, though.
Golf clubs are still out, Cody's got the pool open still.
Fall ball.
Yep. The pool's going to be open another like 3 weeks.
What do we got here, Joel?
This is another semi-local from Cuca. It's their pumpkin cream ale. I forget where I am sometimes.
Substitute teacher. It's like he's a substitute teacher and he's trying to like do the lesson plan, but with the three of us, like,
semi.
This guy.
He's
like, you're gonna take him seriously.
Sorry, I didn't hear a thing you said, Drew.
Yeah, I don't think I said anything. Honestly.
Yuka Brewing Company, what do we got?
Yes, it is
pumpkin
their
cream ale.
Pumpkin cream ale. Longtime favorite for us as far as pumpkin beer.
Typically
goes.
One of our best sellers for pumpkin
that
beer.
Is really good.
And again, this is one of those ones you do the cinnamon and sugar rim. And
Can I have one in the
fresh cup?
Yes. Sorry, I couldn't think of the words. Just because I want to taste it by itself.
So with all these pumpkin beers that come out this time of year, what's generally the style? Because I've never had a pumpkin cream ale before. Do they kind of do them for every style now?
They do. Cream ale isn't as popular. It's usually just ale or lager. But we do have some stouts.
Okay.
And the next beer is a cider, so I guess it's not a beer.
What's that one everybody loves? The Southern Tier Pumpkin. That's a big
that's
one.
This I'm
Imperial
excited
ale.
For because they've got, I've tried the three.
Right, Pumpkin.
But not that.
Warlock.
And then there's another Warlock.
There's the nitro.
Like a maple.
Oh, yeah, maple.
Yeah, they've done coffee. They've done maple. They did caramel.
But this
Three years ago. Rum barrel aged.
I've never tried.
Yeah, it's this is brand new.
Yes. Pumpkin cream ale. Oh, and then this is a southern tier.
I got ahead of ourselves.
You did. Sorry.
So the southern tier, they have their pumpkin, right?
Yep. Southern tier is pumpkin.
They do multiple pumpkin ales then?
Today we brought pumpqueen.
Ooh, what is this?
Which is a cider.
It's a collaboration with Bold.
What?
Yeah, pumpkin's probably one of my favorite pumpkin beers, if not my favorite
pumpkin
beer.
That's the one I see everybody buying. I'm sure you sell a lot of that.
Yeah, we do. Tons of that.
Was it like one of the first pumpkins that people started going nuts for?
Yeah, I don't know if it was local that it was so trendy or if it was like national because they have a big distribution.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
this is the pumpqueen from Southern Tier. It is a cider collab.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like we finished with cider the last couple of times here.
Whoa, dude. Bro.
And then it finishes.
I haven't tried it yet. Mm-hmm.
Bro, talk about that. Talk about that for a second.
That's lovely. It's 8.5% alcohol.
8.5, yeah.
Woo!
Nice.
That's a fall time drink right there, yes, if ever there was one.
Ooh, and then you get the caramel at the end.
Yes, indeed.
That was fantastic. This is new this year?
This is new this year.
That's fantastic.
And they know what they're doing.
I love ciders, and I don't usually drink pumpkin beers, but I'll drink the hell out of that.
There you go. A little fire, a little horror movie. You got your cider.
Oh, I'm going to be good on the porch tonight drinking.
And
that'd be good with a sidecar of whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here you go. Another good one for the cinnamon sugar rim.
Yeah, sure.
8.5%, dude, rim.
These are... I like a darker, like a, not a dark, but like a darker winter beer. Those are good. But these are the first beers that I moved to after college beers, where you're like, bro, Keystone, dude. What do you mean?
We're getting into craft beer stuff.
It was the pumpkin beers.
Yeah, it often is a gateway into beer.
And they're,
it's such a trendy thing in the fall.
Some of my favorites, for sure.
All and you can't avoid them. You go to any bar or restaurant, and there's pumpkin somewhere.
Yep.
Let's run through some business. First, what's the four-pack price?
$15.
$15. And we're going to have some different hours coming up, because we're taking a little trip. So tell people what the schedule looks like.
Yes, we're open normal hours this weekend, 11 to 7 today, tomorrow, noon to 5 on Sunday. We will be closed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week.
Okay, going on a little party.
Yes, we usually the first week of school we close down for a couple days because everybody's getting their schedule together and changing up everything.
It's a good time to do it.
We're pretty dead, so it's a good time for us to. It's our deep breath before the holidays hit. So
I love it. Yep.
Reset. Here we go. And then in January we close because the holidays.
Holidays. Yeah. any tastings this weekend?
Yes, we have Von Trapp this weekend.
Fun.
So a deer. That's all I got.
That's probably better for all of us.
To get you guys excited, so this week we have, every week we have Lee Baldwin come in here to talk finances, and he brought a guy on Wednesday. I don't know if you heard that.
I did not,
He did a, he has like a mutual fund, and we're like, but he invests in like different, like more consumables and stuff.
Okay.
And I said, I said, what do you think is about to have, you know, an upswing? And he says he thinks that the beer industry is about to have a little bump.
So it must be they're coming back after canned cocktails and legal,
maybe.
Legal weed.
He's keeping an eye on the beer industry. He thinks people are going to get back into beer again.
Interesting. I think it was the same thing that quickly happened with the cannabis industry, is that it got too many options over
too big,
the course.
Too fast.
And it was like,
got overwhelming. Yeah.
Here's 10,000 versions of the same kind of thing. Yeah. And then everything's starting to be scaled back just a little bit.
So that's good. Get into branching out bottle
and
shop.
For on the flip side of things, they've got those other shelves full of stuff.
Yeah, we do.
That I love. That
and
are
and some
top
mints too. I saw you post that.
Just came back. The lots of gummies,
tastiest bevies.
Branching
the bevies are the
bottle shop.
Mm-hmm.
Township 5 in Camillus. Get over there and see our friends. Get yourself something to drink. All right,
come over.
We will. We had to go get your mom. I don't know what just happened.
Sorry.
Did your body, like the fuzz in chat, your body took a screenshot, I think. Do we need to go get your mom?
It's being stored in my backups.
All right. Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm, playing our first college football game of the season. Gaming powered by... Your mother says, I thought he was just coming to hug me.
Nope.
No.
Said I came over to
come
throw
to barf
up a
on you,
cheese
Deb.
Sandwich in your hands.
There's a whole conversation.
Run away.
Happening in Twitch right now. I'll be Syracuse. Cody will be New Hampshire.
I assume. I just thought of that.
What?
I assume New Hampshire's in this game. Sometimes it's sometimes it's FBS Team 1.
Yeah, well, just pick a generic
team. So if
team,
it is, I'm FBS Team 1.
We'll be playing that right now. Gaming is driven by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan Radio Side. You get the 90s at 9 with some Citizen King. Keep it locked. It's K-Rock.